What's up, you guys? It's the chat room. I'm Janelle.
And this is Chanel. And today's topic is going to be dating a man with potential. Okay? But right now, we're going to get right into the rundown.
Okay. So first, what'd you say?
No, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So anyways, you guys, so as you know, it's been in the news about the owner of the Patriots. He was allegedly caught with a prostitute, or was he was either caught with a prostitute or caught paying somebody for sex. Either way, it's disgusting. Right. I'm sorry. I feel like you have all that money. Why are you paying some money for sex? Like,
listen,
you can get anyone.
These
you're,
men
you're
are
millionaire.
Here.
Why?
But he can't. See, that's the thing. People think you could get, see, men with money think that they can get anybody they want for free. But when a girl know you got money, you got to pay. Let me stop y'all.
But
I'm
why do you get a regular girl? Why do you have to go get a prostitute to treat?
Because they feel so much better.
No,
like, they don't want a regular girl. They want a girl that just,
don't
who knows? Like, right, like, because you know what? Most time, men feel like if a girl gonna give it for free or a normal girl, they feel like, where's the chase? It's like they get more excited, more of a thrill with a woman that probably looks so superficial, so plastic, and is asking you to pay her 10 grand, and she's gonna give you the time of her life. People like to be told lies. They like a fantasy. They like a, like, you know, they like, okay, I could fall for this. Like, they like being lied to. They like being, I don't know, taking advantage of. Seriously, especially his old behind. Like,
I don't know.
He probably liked
being to me. I was just like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's
a prostitute, though,
topic.
Too. It's like, you got all this money. She probably was a high-end prostitute. That's what it is.
Nah,
most of these women
prostitute,
be prostitutes.
Unless you finna be
right.
An escort. It's an escort and then the prostitute.
They the same.
No,
they are the same. It's just that one makes more money, so they got a bigger name, a better name. So, but it's the same thing. Prostitute, escort. Man, you got girlfriend, boyfriends. One the pimp, one the hoe. You never know. They're just together.
But anyways, you cut me off. Let's get right into our topic for today.
Okay.
Dating a man
What's
with
the topic?
Potential. So,
Yay.
Let me ask you. How long would you wait around for a man to get his feet on the ground?
Oh, my goodness. See, that's a hard question because it's like, I feel like I'm loyal and I'm faithful and I know how it is to, how long it takes to get on your feet. If I see effort, I see you trying, I'm going to stick around. But if you're taking advantage, that's when I have to leave because a guy, some men feel like they're men because they're providing. If they're not providing, they feel less of a man. If you could still be a man at home, okay, and you ain't worried about not having it, and you got confidence, like, babe, I got this. You know, next interview, good. Baby, you know, you at work all day. I'm going to cook for you. Cook. You know, I know it's hard, and it sounds so unrealistic for a man to be like that, but women are like that.
Yeah.
And if women can do it, men can do it. You know what I mean? So I believe they can do it. I will stick around as long as he doesn't take advantage of me. That's
not
me. How about you?
I have to disagree. I feel like once you see, to me, it depends on a lot of different things. How old are you? Do you have
okay.
a car?
Right.
Do we have kids together? Are we married? Like, it all depends on those things.
Yeah.
For me, if I'm
that's
not married
true.
To you, I'm going to probably wait until about, if you're 30 and you still don't have your shit together, I'm leaving. I'm sorry. Like, no, you're 30, you're a grown-ass man. You had how many years? About 10 years to get your shit together. If you ain't got your shit together by now, it's going to take another 5 for you to get it together. And I don't have
right. I will.
Time.
Right. I will say, even man and woman, if you don't have your shit together, you don't need to be in a relationship.
No,
I will say
don't.
That.
You surely like, don't.
Actually, let me back that up. You can be in a relationship because a relationship is not necessarily solidifying like, oh, you guys are married and going to be together forever. So you could be in a relationship
no,
and try
I
to get
to
your
disagree
together.
With you. I disagree with you with that because I feel like at a certain age, mm-hmm. like I'm 29, at a certain age.
Well, that's what I was going to say, at a certain age. Yeah, yeah, exactly. At a certain age, yeah.
when you get with you someone, don't, yeah. the sole purpose is to have a future together. The sole purpose is right. to be have marriage in the long term. So for me,
right.
if we're together and you ain't got your shit together by 30, then we can't be together. And I feel like if you're 30 years old and you don't have your shit together, you going through a lot, you shouldn't be with anyone, right. period. Because you, before you know what I was, with somebody you just, else, you need to work on yourself.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you made a good point. I think the big thing for anybody that's, let's say, 20s and 30s, your sole purpose should be getting your shit together. Like, yeah. it shouldn't even be, oh, I want to start a family, or I want to do this and do that. Like, I think our first thing should be, let me get my shit together, and then I could bring forth something else. Like, I could bring whatever else is left out of me into a relationship, into a family,
right.
into a marriage, whatever, like, whatever else is pouring out of me I could do, because you can't really pour out anything if you're empty, or if you don't really have anything, like, you can't pour into somebody else, you know, kind of thing. So definitely agree to that.
So
the sole purpose should be kind of getting yourself together.
So are you okay with him having a regular job, or does he have to be the CEO?
You know what, I talked to somebody about that recently. I don't mind being with somebody that has a career and a regular job. I just need him to be able to know that he doesn't, that, well, not everyone is built out for a business as well. So if he wants to be the career type, go home, come home, that's fine. He just has to be okay with me not being that type. Because me personally, I don't find myself a person when to go home, go to work, go home, go to work. Like, I consider myself as being a CEO. And a lot of women nowadays do. We are becoming right. the CEOs. So it's like, of course, it would be great to have my man as a CEO. But if he's not, that's okay with me. If you're CEO, that's fine. I'm just going to have to get used to somebody who's just like me, where I'm not going to be able to see you that much and da-da-da. I would probably be okay with going home to my dude. You know, after right. me traveling and doing what I...
So are you okay with making more money than him?
Of course. Is he okay?
Yeah, that's half these men, they're not okay with that.
They're not okay with that, you know? Because
it's a shot to
back
the
in the day... Yes. It's like, basically, if we think about back then where men were the breadwinners and the women were the ones taking care of the household, that, not saying that was their way of kind of like being the head, because supposedly the head is the breadwinner. So when the woman makes the most money, men still can't fathom that we are the breadwinners now, like, because we should be the head of the household. But no, they still want to be the head of the house, their right. man.
And
I
feel as though right now in this day and age, there are more women that are becoming the breadwinners, and there are more
exactly.
women that's in that CEO position, because exactly. we're making our way to the top. And
yeah,
they some men, they're with it, but a lot of men, they're not with it.
Because their ego, and it's like, get rid of it. Get rid of it, because you are going to lose out on the best woman in your life because you feel like she's making more money than you. When you got a woman that's making money, the only thing she asks and wants of you is support. It's not even financial support, emotional support, just to be there for her. That's the easiest thing we are asking men of. We're not even asking
you
for money no more.
It's a lot of
men. And they can't even.
Jealous. They're very jealous.
Oh, yeah. They become envious.
Yeah.
That they can't do it. And the thing is, we're not even saying you can't. It's just, I don't even get it. It's like a battle within themselves because they ain't got nothing to do with us.
Exactly.
if we could do it, then y'all know damn well y'all could do it. But that's not what they told us in the beginning. So it's like, they know. Do they really feel like they could do it? Because back then, oh, y'all women can't do it, but we doing it now. And it's like, I honestly don't think, maybe they thought we never could do it. Maybe that's what it is.
They probably did. I don't think they did. And now that they see that we're doing it, it's like, they're like, damn. she's grinding for hers. And these days,
she doesn't need me anymore. But who did this? Who did our man like this? Who told them that as a man, like, you got to be the provider, and if you're not, you ain't a man?
Uh-huh. That's from back in the 60s.
50s, okay? Like, not saying I want a house man, because I don't. But there should not be any gender. There should not be any gender roles, period. If I cook, I clean, you should be able to cook and clean. If I go to work and I hustle, then you go to work and hustle. It should be no gender roles. And I think that's why men are so shocked right now, because of the gender roles that was placed on them years ago, for decades, that they have to be this certain type of way for no reason. And it's just I don't even know if it's for no reason. I guess the reason was so that they feel more superior. That's what it's starting to look like. Like, they want to be more of, oh, I'm the man and I provide, and, oh, you need me kind of thing. Like, they wanted us to be dependent on them.
Yeah, a lot of men, they just want to feel needed. They just want to feel like, oh,
yeah. And exactly. And now, and it's also the reverse as well, because women, we're getting to the point where we feel needed, because there's the other kind of man. Like, they call the city girls, they got the city boys.
Yeah.
Okay. You got the city boys that want you to cut them a check. You feel me? Want you to do this for them, do this for that. And the woman, they want to feel needed now, because we are becoming the breadwinners. We are becoming the CEOs. So it actually feels good to give back. It feels good to lend or something. Like, I got it. You know, I don't need to ask you. Do you need something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to be asking me.
So the big question is, is the saying, what's love got to do with it, true? I feel like, for me, it is very true, because I feel like, and this is just me, girl, if you ain't bringing home the bacon and we struggling, love cannot pay these bills. Period, point blank. That's just that.
That's what I'm
love
saying.
Cannot pay the bills. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. They're like, well, I love him. Girl, he ain't got no money.
And then people try to make it seem. Right. And then, you know what? I asked a man the other day, like, would you choose money or love? You know what he said? Which I think was a bald-faced lie. He was talking about some love. He said, oh, because money ain't going, da 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 da. I said, and then the same person that I'm asking, I'm like, not saying he rip around and make money, but he hustles all day long for money. So I'm like, you would really drop all that for love? That's a lie. And I'm like, I think people are in love with the idea of that. They are in love with that love could conquer all, which I do believe in a sense, but not like in a reality sense. Like, if everything done in the world is just like there's electricity and we're all out, love will help us. But as long as this world is spinning,
I'm sorry, because love will come and go.
Right. I mean, as long as this world is spinning,
money will come and go, but you need money to live. I'm sorry, you don't need love to live.
Right. I don't really even know, because love, I think love is a dangerous thing, because you just should not love blindly, and love should not be an attachment. And that's the thing, like, people get attached to someone and think that they're in love.
Yeah.
Which they are not.
It's lust. That's where lust comes into play.
In lust. Exactly. Like, you're not in love. You're in lust, or you're in attachment, because, and I think attachment is a more stronger rooted thing, because you could be around somebody all day long and you may not really like them, but you're so used to them and you're so familiar.
You
become attached.
You're comfortable with them.
Yep.
You get that comfortability. But we're going to wrap this up, you guys. So let us know in the comments below, would you ever date a man or woman for potential?
Or have you?
Right. Or is the same.
Tell us your experiences.
True. Let us know.
Right. All right, guys. So we are out. As we said before, we are doing promos. Whether you have a business, whether you have an Instagram or you're a musical artist, we're gonna be able to promote your music on here on the podcast. We'll play a song for 1 or 2 minutes. We'll shout out your business page. We'll shout out the location. We are located in Broward County, so in Florida, anywhere you are, we can go ahead and promote your business. This is just for now. We don't know how long we're going to be doing this, so take advantage of this promotion as it is still here. So that is it. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the chat room. Peace.
Peace out.